to the Green Tea Podcast. How we doing today?
Hey, I'm good.
Hi.
I'm doing well. How are you?
Not bad.
Like a normal amount.
Mm-hmm.
You're doing like a normal amount?
A normal amount of good, yeah.
Okay.
Right.
For sure.
What tea are you guys drinking?
I've got a lovely jasmine here.
Right. Mm-hmm. I thought you were going to continue.
I answered. No, that's all I had to say.
And me and Thomas are both drinking Tazo passion fruit. Passion? No, but not passion fruit. Just passion tea.
It has hibiscus in it. Mm-hmm. Does that have passion fruit? Probably not, if I had to guess.
Yeah. But I was saying it tastes like middle school because I used to get the passion tea lemonade from Starbucks all the time in middle school.
Mm-hmm. How was your guys' week?
It's good.
It's Tuesday.
Actually, it's been good. Let me tell you about my week so far. Yesterday I went to work. Not too bad. It was pretty busy, but it was fine. We move. But today I've had a really good day so far, and I want to tell you guys about it. Me and my friend Lily went rock climbing today.
Woohoo!
We used to go climbing a lot. We were bouldering. And I used to go rock climbing a lot when I was in college for like a semester because I took a class, and then I tried to keep it up when I came back home, and it was fun, but I was just going by myself, so I didn't really stick with it. And Lily goes sometimes, and we were like, we want to go together so that we like actually keep going. So we went for the first time today. It was really fun. My arms were so tired after like two routes that I climbed, and I was like, I think I'm good. What about you? But it was really fun. And then we went out and we got lunch, and then we like walked around. We were in like downtown, like Claremont. And it was really pretty. It was so cute. We went to like a couple of little stores, and I got a very expensive coffee drink at this other spot before we drove home.
Yes.
Really good day. Loved it. And now I'm here. I do have to clean my closet out though, because
today?
No, but I have to like try today, because all of my like my climbing gear, like my shoes and my chalk bag and everything, is in like a little bag, and I could not find it, and I knew it was in my closet, but I was just not finding it, so I just had to take everything out and like put it all back. So yeah, not my clothes or anything, but just like all the stuff that's like shoved in there. So it's all on the floor of my room right now, and I've got to go through it.
Yeah, that's that did not sound fun.
Not fun. Mm-mm. But it'll be good once it's done. It'll feel really nice.
Well, I'm glad.
Thanks.
My week so far, thank you for asking. Sunday I had book club, and my book club read The Crash by Freida McFadden, and everybody gave it a 3, basically. Everybody like kind of liked it a medium amount, and maybe I wouldn't recommend it.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
And then after book club, I don't remember. You came over, didn't you?
Yeah. Was that yesterday?
Sunday and Monday.
Oh, Sunday and Monday. I did.
Faith came over.
Oh my gosh, yeah. Let's talk about
Sunday
that.
Sunday, and we scrapbooked.
We crafted, yeah.
And then we watched Cowbells.
That's it, yeah. That was so much fun, you guys. I had never seen Cowbells before.
Faith had never seen Cowbells. Have you seen Cowbells?
I have seen Cowbells.
It was really good.
It's like beautiful.
Yeah. There's
I'm
like
so
it's no like starstruck or think of another Disney movie.
I think it's really good though, because it was like it was all about like class consciousness and like community and yeah, it's like it's not the same quality of like cinema that like well, the last song was also like a Nicholas Sparks adaptation. Like, yeah, it's like different. This one was like silly, goofy.
Is it like Stardew, like
original?
Anti-corporate and focus on your farm and your community.
Kind of, it wasn't about corporate, but it was basically, yeah, like focus on your community. Because so for anyone who doesn't know the plot of Cowbells, basically Allie and AJ are like the daughters of this dairy farmer, and he like, or he has like a dairy plant or whatever, and a creamery, that's what it is.
Yeah,
he has a creamery, and they're like spoiled and silly, and they're just like not very responsible. And so he's like, you girls are gonna get a taste of responsibility, and you're gonna work at the dairy farm. And so they're like, I can't believe you would do this, Dad. I hate this. And they go and they work there. And while that's happening, he leaves on a trip that his like partner in the business sends him on. Keep that in mind. Suspicious. He sends him on a trip and then basically robs the place. Not the dad, but the partner robs it and then also disappears. So now everyone thinks that the dad did it. And they're broke, so they can't pay all the employees. And so they're like, oh no, like we have to keep this running. Like, what are we going to do? And so basically they are like running the show now and like finding ways to like pay everybody and like keep everybody on payroll for a few days until they can like until their dad can come back because he's like out of cell range, whatever.
Yeah.
And it's really good because I think it just really shows like it's a lot about like community and class consciousness because they're supposed to be, you know, they're very privileged and like have never had to work a day in their life and have always gotten everything handed to them. And now they have to like figure out not only how they're going to take care of themselves and do this job, but also like take care of their dad's company because it's all very, you know, like they all know each other. Mm-hmm. It's a small community.
They got
community.
To know all the like workers there and
yeah.
had like close bonds with a lot of people in the community by the end of the movie.
Yeah. It was very sweet. I really liked it. I was emotional.
It was so good.
It was good.
And then we crafted a little bit more, and then Faith went home because mm-hmm. I opened on Monday. Mm-hmm. Monday, I worked 6:30 to 2.
Oof.
And then I came home, and I put away so much stuff, and I moved everything out that was behind my couch because I, like, moved into my place and got a couch, and everything kind of just got pushed to the side, as it does. So I moved everything out from behind the couch, pushed the couch back, and then I went through, like, 2 full boxes of stuff and like threw away a bunch of things, and now everything that needs to be put away is like there's just like a few things that are needing to be sorted through, and a lot of it is like shelving and like things that I need to hang up.
Mm-hmm.
So it's feeling very homey.
Good.
And then after that big wave of responsibility, Faith came over again. Mm-hmm. And we watched 2 movies last night.
Yeah.
And we watched It's a Boy Girl Thing.
Yeah.
Such
a good movie. Underrated. I feel like no one's ever heard
so
of it.
So good. I don't know why.
Rose literally cried. I looked over. She was sobbing. Thomas, can you even believe she was crying?
Really?
Yeah. And I was like, I'm so happy like my movie choice was like so
yeah.
good.
Yeah,
it was a really
also
good
we
movie.
Were looking to watch something like dumb.
Yeah,
like we were like, give me like a little
rom-com.
And it was very dumb,
but it was also
so
perfect,
beautiful and romantic, and like a high school like romance, and I loved it.
Yeah.
And then we also watched How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days.
Yeah,
not as good.
Let me tell you something. All the way up until like the last 3 minutes, I was like, this is really fun. Like it's silly. It's not like, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know. It doesn't have like a crazy message or like a story to tell or anything.
Yeah.
It's just like a fun,
stupid
silly rom com.
Yeah.
I loved it. And like the fashion was fun and like the visuals were good. The last 5 minutes kind of ruined it for me because I had never seen the whole thing before. If you guys have seen it, let's talk, because I was mad about how it ended, because basically she's a journalist, right? And he's like in advertising, and she's writing this article, How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days, and she's trying to make it so good that her editor, her boss, will like let her write whatever she wants because she wants to do like, you know, real journalism, quote unquote real journalism.
Yeah.
She works at a women's magazine, so I'm also like, I don't know why you were trying to write about politics and the economic state of the world at Composure magazine, but that's neither here nor there. So at the end of it, she quits because her boss is still not going to let her do what she wants, and so she quits and she's going to go have an interview in Washington D.C. for a job that she actually, you know, is going to get to write what she wants, and he convinces her not to go just so that they can be together. He's like, that sounds like you're running away.
What?
Shut up. Like, that was so annoying
to
me.
It was so frustrating.
It was so frustrating. And it was just, and then it ends. Like, they just kiss on the bridge while she's driving away, and that's it. I'm like, okay, so what? So she has no job, and you are going to do what for her? Like, whatever.
It was really such a bad ending. I hated the ending, actually.
Yeah. I feel like we've come a long way since then.
We have.
Yeah.
It was ridiculous.
Yeah.
Because
that made me really feel
like
the
first movie that we watched, where the ending was beautiful.
Yeah, because it really made me feel like, oh, this is a product of its time for sure. Because like, I just feel like that's such a crazy trope to have, like, oh yeah, like the woman is gonna like go and do her job, and the guy's like, no, stay here with me. Like, I just feel like there's a lot of like a woman will give up an opportunity to choose love in like a lot of movies or TV shows or whatever. And I was like, I hate that.
Yeah.
It's actually so
boring.
It would
have been so much better if he had like flown out to Washington D.C. and been like, I would follow you anywhere.
That would have been so romantic.
Or he was like, hey, like, I'll take care of you. You come start your own business. Or
yeah, you start your own magazine.
Yeah, like, I just feel like there were so many
something.
Alternate
yeah.
endings where she could have still done what she wanted and ended up with him. And instead he was just like, no, don't do that.
Yeah. Or it's like,
don't
oh,
go.
Yeah. I don't know. I just thought it was weird. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was whack.
I don't know. Have you seen that movie?
No.
I wouldn't recommend it.
You don't need to. We've just told it to you.
I think I always want to see it, and I'm always like, I don't want to.
Yeah.
You should watch It's a Boy Girl Thing, though.
Right.
And Faith really and I good. Will rewatch it again with you.
Yeah. I think you would. I actually think you would really like it, Thomas. It's very silly. It's very dumb. Basically, like, the synopsis of it, because I don't want to say too much, but basically, she's like this dorky, nerdy girl trying to get into college, doing her thing. He is like this dumb jock, whatever, and they're neighbors, and they like bicker all the time, very rivals to lovers, and they're like bickering on the school field trip, and then the next day they like some magic happens and they swap bodies. And so
have I seen this? I probably have seen this.
Have you?
I don't think you have.
And the guy like gets a haircut or something.
No,
there's no like montage thing where they
look up
a makeover?
It's a Boy Girl Thing.
Yeah, see if it looks familiar.
Isn't it like Freaky Friday kind of?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, they swap bodies, but it was really sweet because, like, they have to, like, you know, literally live each other's lives.
Oh, no. They're not in high school, huh?
They are in high school.
Oh, they are in high school?
Yeah.
Which is weird because there's
I've seen a version of this movie that's not this, but the exact same thing.
Yeah, same plot. That's hilarious. This one's good. Yeah, this one is, like, it's very dumb. It's very silly, but there is, like, a surprising amount of nudity in it. Like, a lot of butts on this
okay.
movie.
Then butts I definitely haven't seen this movie.
Butts and boobs. There's only just the one scene with the boobs.
Oh, well, it was weird. I was like...
It was kind of out of nowhere.
High school, yeah. But whatever.
No, that was weird. Also, everybody in that movie looks at least 30 anyway. Yeah. So, I mean, that's, you know, that's its own conversation. Why are we putting shows and movies in high school still? Mm-hmm. Don't we have enough?
Anyways, we watched those movies on Monday night.
Mm-hmm.
And then today's Tuesday, and I actually switched my shift, so I was off today.
Yep.
Which I'm so thankful for. And I went to Gray and Cash in the morning with Val.
Nice.
And had breakfast and matcha, and I finished my food handler's card.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went to a bookstore, and I bought Little Women.
Nice.
And then I got an acai bowl, and... Val came over and we watched the very last episode of Gilmore Girls.
Oh,
she was watching it last night and decided to stop, and it was like her first time ever seeing it, so then she cried on my and then I took like a 20-minute nap, and then Austin came home, and then Thomas picked me up, and now I'm here.
Nice. That's wonderful.
I couldn't find the movie I was thinking of.
That's fine.
Maybe I have seen this one. Who's to say?
I
saw another body swapping movie.
Okay. Cute.
Have you also seen the original Freaky Friday?
No.
It's old.
Yeah. I remember it was like the same kind of era. Well, it wasn't because it was still Lindsay Lohan, so it was later. But I remember I loved The Parent Trap, and then I did watch the original one. It's just so much older. Yeah. So everything is different.
Yeah. It's just like, oh, this is like the blueprint, but like not the final edit.
Yeah,
no.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think
this
they
is
did
the rough
a great...
draft of a movie.
Yeah. It was still really fun, but it was just, you know, it was very different. And I felt like the Lindsay Lohan version really upped his game for
and,
sure.
And I will say, watching How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days, How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days. I was like, oh,
for sure.
That's why everybody likes Matthew McConaughey.
Yeah.
Like, I feel
when
like
we were
I
watching it, Rose was like, I didn't really get it before.
I did.
But now I get it.
I don't know if I've ever seen, like, I'm sure I have seen a movie
he's like
with
not
him
cute
where he's the
now.
Star.
He was just older.
He was.
Yeah. He's just an
like,
older
oh,
guy.
I get it.
Yeah.
And
Matthew McConaughey?
I don't know who that is. I think I do, but also
yes,
he's in
if
that movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's the guy. He's the guy she's losing in.
Not Heath Ledger. What movie am I thinking of?
10 Things I Hate About You.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. I love that movie.
Oh. What movie are you guys watching?
How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days.
I haven't seen it.
Mm-hmm.
Don't.
That's fine.
And the...
Weren't you listening to us?
I thought you were talking about 10 Things I Hate About
it.
You the whole
no.
time.
The main male character also in It's a Boy Girl Thing. So beautiful. He looks exactly like Zac Efron.
Yeah.
Like, scarily like
no,
Zac
he's
Efron.
Very
there were
pretty.
A few scenes where I was like, oh my God.
Yeah. He's really cute. And we looked him up, and he still looks really cute.
Yeah, and he has a whole family now and 2 daughters. And I was like, yes.
I want to go see the new SZA movie with Keke
I
want to
see it so bad. And Issa Rae.
And Issa Rae.
I really want to see it, too. Okay, let's put that on the calendar. Mm-hmm. I've decided that I really do want to see more... new movies like as they're coming out. Like I'd like to go to the theater more, or just, you know, like stream things when they're coming out, because I just feel like I don't watch a lot of new stuff. Like lately I just haven't been watching anything new.
And whenever there's a lot of talk about something, I'm always like, well, I want to be in the know.
Yeah, that too.
You have the AMC pass?
Mm-hmm.
$25.
Yeah, and I love it.
You don't want to do the movie theater here that's closer and get that pass?
They have a pass?
Yeah.
How much is it?
I don't know. My mom has it. I can ask her. Yeah. I'm sure it's the same.
I'll look it similar. Up or something.
Yeah. But this one, I guess you could go to like any AMC, which I think I like.
That's fair.
Yeah. And also, like, where is there another like Look Cinema?
I don't know.
Like, I feel like they're not that close.
But like,
I don't know. But we could look at the prices. I'll even talk to Jaden because he was the one that told me about this one, because you also get discounts on food and merch and whatever.
Yeah, you get a whole bunch of stuff.
Austin and I want to do that. I feel like I told myself if we moved up here, I wanted to.
Especially like having a letterbox and seeing all like the Oscar nominees. Like, I want to be able to put my own like list of opinions together.
Well, I was gonna say, you guys, I've said this before, but I finally downloaded Letterboxd like a few weeks ago, and I hadn't put anything in there, but last night I started making them because we were, or actually it was the night before last, because I added cowbells. But I actually thought of a fun game because I started making like super specific lists on there. And I think it'd be fun if we like tried to think of movies that we would put in that categories, in the categories that I have. Like, the first one that I made is like best soundtracks. So I have, and I'll tell you what I have right now. Spirit, Stallion of the Cimarron. Amazing soundtrack. Barbie Swan Lake, obviously. A Charlie Brown Christmas. Vince Guaraldi Trio has never missed. Challengers, really good original score. And Annihilation, which is also has a really good original score. So this is either like, you know, soundtracks or like original score. Both of them just makes me feel something.
I haven't seen any of those.
That's totally fine. You haven't seen Barbie Swan Lake?
I feel about
Spirit?
Letterboxd.
Why? What don't you like about
Letterboxd?
About Letterboxd.
I just keep track of too many things.
Oh my god. Well, you don't have to have one.
I know. And I also feel like I don't know that many people that have it.
Okay. And nobody's making you get it, Rose.
And I don't know that I care to see everybody's three
That's
stars.
Fine.
On
god, I'm talking
movies.
About mine.
Yeah, we have it because we like having our own opinions to look at, you know? We're just looking at our own stuff. We're
yeah,
not...
I want my stuff. It's like having a bookshelf. It's not for you. It's for me to put my stuff on.
Well, that makes me feel better. Thank you.
Okay. I don't know why you felt bad. It wasn't about you.
Okay.
And she's like, well, now I feel worse.
Yeah. No, I'm sorry I said anything.
Well, I want you guys to pick, if you had to pick a movie with a soundtrack you really like. It doesn't have to be your favorite. Okay, yeah.
Interstellar soundtrack is crazy.
Very good choice.
Call Me by Your Name, I think.
Ooh, really good choice. Really good choices, you guys.
Or Hunchback of Notre Dame.
Absolutely.
Hamilton.
Absolutely.
Hercules. Hairspray.
Wicked.
No, hold on.
Mamma Mia.
Musicals are different.
You said soundtracks. If you said score, no, because that
I said
also
both.
Doesn't really count.
Yeah.
The okay. Wicked score.
The Wicked score. Yeah. Really good. What else? Oh yeah. And then I also made one for top romance movies. And I did put It's a Boy Girl Thing in there. And the only other one in there as of right now is WALL-E. And I remember
that's crazy.
And I will hear not a single bad word about WALL-E.
I'm not gonna say any
I remember
bad words.
Thinking very specifically to myself, we watched WALL-E one time at your house, Thomas, like years ago, and you showed us a YouTube conspiracy theory video after that about how all the people are cannibals actually. Don't remember anything about it, and I'm like, maybe they are cannibals. It's still a top three romance for me.
Yeah, the movie's
they're
about
in love.
Cannibals.
Those robots are in love.
Top romance movie. Maybe Shrek.
Absolutely.
I think that has a beautiful message.
You know what? I've said this before. Shrek is a great example of she fell first, he fell harder.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's a Walk to Remember.
I don't
want to
watch that.
I also don't want to watch a cancer
care.
Movie. But that's your top romance movie?
It's not about you. It's one of my favorite movies ever.
Specifically your top romance movie, though?
One of them. Period. One of them for sure.
Okay.
Yeah, also It's a Boy Girl Thing.
Yeah.
Cried.
Right?
Cried.
She was sobbing.
So,
it was awesome.
It was beautiful.
Yeah.
Okay, do you have any other lists?
I've only just started. This is just the tip of the iceberg, so everybody bear with me. But I have the next list on my list. one that I had is this one has cowbells and robots on it, and basically
gonna make us guess what the list category
I think you should I think you should guess. That's why I said it first.
I've never seen robots.
Really?
Yeah.
It's so much fun. Have you seen it, Thomas?
Yeah, I haven't. Okay. I'm like,
so put them together.
That's when we had a DVD that I just watched forever.
So
it was so much fun.
What's it about? There's a famous robot inventor that goes MIA. But why does he come back? Because someone's stealing from his company? Is it embezzlement? Is that the common link?
You know, you're not wrong. basically, in this one, Rodney Copperbottom, voiced by Ewan McGregor. That was actually kind of a star-studded cast. I remember Robin Williams was in it. Mm-hmm. Anyway, he is very inspired by Bigweld, who's the big robot inventor, and he wants to be just like him when he grows up. So he like is inventing and like, you know, spending his whole life like doing all these things as a kid. And then he grows up and he's like, I'm going to go and get a job there. So he goes and then finds out everything is different. And the new guy in charge is not Bigweld. It's this fancy new shiny robot. And he's basically trying to upgrade all of their stock so that they don't make replacement parts for these robots. They only make upgrades. And it's like very like healthcare, very class consciousness, very wage divide.
Class conscious movies.
Yes, exactly. Mm. And so in Cowbells, obviously they have to pull together and figure out how they're going to pay everybody so that they can do all this work and keep the economy going. Because the big thing is that like they're the dairy farm was like the big employer of like a lot of people in the town anyway. Mm-hmm. And in this one, it's like if they can't get Bigweld and like figure out how to oust this guy from the company so that people can still get their spare parts, it's literally healthcare. It's there's a whole scene where he like goes and he's like giving, he's fixing them all, like doing repairs on everybody. Cause like all the spare parts now are like super expensive because they're getting rid of them and like people can't access them. And it's literally healthcare. It's literally the healthcare system in America. but it's like, so basically it's just the list, the like category that I put in is like class conscious, like community awareness and like what's going on. Like really incredible cinema with powerful messages disguised as kids movies. Because Cowbells is like, you would put that on for your 10-year-old and leave the room, but mm-hmm. you'd miss out on something beautiful. Anyway, you guys have movies like that?
You got a movie for that list?
I feel like A Bug's Life is a really
good example.
The only
thing I can think of is Smart House. You guys ever watch Smart House?
I never watched Smart House.
It's a Disney Channel original movie.
Okay.
It's just like this family wins a smart house and they move in and like they have like all of these like magic things where their whole wall is a projector and they have like they press a button on their microwave and their meal pops up mm-hmm. and like they make smoothies and the house does their laundry. It's a smart house. And basically the house gets evil.
Yeah.
And gets mean mm-hmm. and stuff. And I'm like, I don't know, it's not necessarily class consciousness, but it's something to think about. And it is a little kids movie. And it's kind of like the idea of like, I don't know, I think of it as like AI taking over and stuff like that. Sure. I don't know.
Yeah.
That's the first thing that came to mind.
Nice.
Yeah.
Anything, Thomas?
I just watched Vengeance Most Foul, the Wallace and Gromit movie. Which is very that.
I need to watch all the Wallace and Gromit movies. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I really do.
How many are there?
There's like 4 or 5, I feel like. I don't know. There's like several. Okay, the only other list that I have is, I just called it Just a Girl. And the only two movies on it are Emma, the 2020 version with Anya Taylor-Joy, and Ella Enchanted with Anne Hathaway.
Just a Girl?
Yeah, and it was basically like movies that make me feel like both the entire universe is on my side and also that I'm just a girl.
Mm. What about 13 going on 30?
That might be true for you. I don't think it's true for me.
Wow.
Because I'm just not that familiar with it. These are also like,
Mama Mia.
I thought I had another list too, but I was trying to make a list that was like movies that score very high on my rewatchability scale. And like number one on that, like Sound of Music, Parent Trap, Hairspray, movies like that. And so I feel like this is also like movies that I've seen multiple times, I guess.
The Parent Trap is one of my favorite movies of all time.
It's one of the best movies ever made, period.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
I just think we should be talking about it more.
I think so too. No, I think it's a fantastic movie. I think they did an incredible job, you know, making Lindsay Lohan into twins.
Mm-hmm.
That was really impressive. And honestly, every time I rewatch it, I'm like, the effects are still hold up. Yeah, still really good. So almost good. Unclockable in a lot of places. Like, really well done.
I think so too.
Yeah.
And also just the vibes of the movie.
Yeah.
The summer camp.
Unmatched. And I like that there's like several acts.
Me too.
It's like, it's not a short movie. And I actually really like that.
There's a lot
going
on.
You've got summer camp, and then you've got them in California and in London. And then you've got them like getting together, like at the hotel mm-hmm. and like, you know, getting to know each other again. And then you've got the camping trip. And then you've got like the little end like wedding scene.
There's a lot.
There's a lot to that movie.
And the hotel
scene. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Ugh. Love it. Great movie.
Yeah, if you haven't seen it, you guys should watch it.
It's such a good movie. Thomas, any movies that make you feel like just a girl?
Frozen.
Okay. Yeah. I see it for you.
Thank you.
Yeah. One or two. One.
Two.
Two.
And Thomas is going to the Beyonce concert.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. When?
April 28th, opening night.
Wow.
And did you get a good ticket?
I think we got like 300 seats.
That's good.
Okay, that's not that bad.
Can I have one of them?
Yeah.
And can I have the other one?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Have fun. Shaking hands with each other. Deal was nice made. We shook hands.
Yeah.
Yeah, nothing to say about that. We don't know anything about the tour. I don't know what we're going to wear. If there's going to be like a dress code.
There will be. Or at least if there's not, you'll be seeing what everybody's wearing. Yeah. I've been seeing a lot of denim on denim on denim.
I thought it would probably be like a white cowboy maybe vibe, like the Beyonce Bowl.
Okay. Okay.
I thought maybe that's what she's going to go for maybe, but I don't know. Mm.
I just feel like she's not going to repeat herself. You know what I mean? Like, sure, I feel like if she's done that, she's not going to make that the dress code.
She is wearing white on the album cover, though.
Mm-hmm. But, I mean, I feel like there's... Yeah.
Mm.
I just feel like she's going to keep it fresh, you know? Maybe we're not going to know what's going on. Yeah. Like, I feel like...
Well, she better tell us what it is.
She better. She's got plenty of time. Don't rush her.
And I don't know if we've talked about on here. Have we talked about that we've... have the new Mario Party?
I think we have.
I think we have. I think we have. Definitely several have, times. Actually.
We're still playing it.
Yep. Yeah.
And we still like it.
And it's so much fun, and I love it.
Yeah. I'm getting tired, not of the game necessarily, just of doing the same thing over and over again. Like how I got tired of Catan, but like now I could go back to Catan.
Yeah. I would be down to go back to Catan because I want to try it with all the cards flipped over.
I want
to
do,
when we place our stuff.
I want to do a physical board game. Also, my friend wants to play Catan with us.
Yeah.
I'm down to get back into Catan.
Yeah, me too.
Thomas,
let's get a group going. Let's get a bigger.
Let's do it.
You need to tell us.
Why?
Because I will be down for any game. I don't need to play Mario Party.
I know, yeah. It's like, if you're getting tired of stuff, you need to speak up.
Yeah, because like, I don't care. I love Catan and I love Mario Party.
I'll play a game. If you're not having
fun. I love watching a movie.
We'll play something. Mm-hmm. We'll do something else.
Yeah.
I agree.
Also, like,
help us help you have fun. Help us help you have a good time.
Also, I just feel so much better about February, guys. I know it's literally like we're like 2/3 of the way through.
Uh-huh.
It's going faster than January.
It's going so fast.
Yeah.
And honestly, thank God. Because
January, I don't like it.
You don't like it?
No,
still?
It's too
tired.
Fast. You're tired of the cold weather?
I'm just tired of like, I don't know. It feels like it's been grind time and the weather's cold. Like if it was sunny all the time, I'd want to go out more. Mm-hmm. I feel like I have things to do. My back always hurts. I'm tired.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm feeling better.
It's cold. Once it warms up, my body's more agile, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what
it
is.
We've had some rainy, cloudy days, so yeah. I think once the sun comes out again, you'll feel fine.
Maybe my body will be more agile when it defrosts.
You literally can't move anywhere else.
I know.
Because that's crazy.
Like Ecuador? I don't know. It's on the equator.
Yeah.
Are we on
Costa
the equator?
Rica?
We're not.
We're not.
We're not
even far
not
too
even
north.
Close. Not even close.
We live in North America.
Way north, also.
Yeah.
The equator is like
very
down.
Very down there.
Panama.
Brazil.
Oh.
Brazil's down there.
You have to get
but
to
Panama's
South
above.
You do have
Brazil.
To get to South America before you hit the equator. Uh-huh. Yes, that is true.
Okay, I don't know why you guys know everything about the map all of a sudden.
Faith knows more than I do. I do want to start doing those.
You've
quiz
never
games
looked at a map
online, though.
Oh yeah,
because I'm like I should know that.
Yeah,
like I just need to start
well,
doing
do you
it,
remember
like, once a day.
I came over to your house for 4th of July? Like I don't know if it was last year or a couple years ago, and we did the 50 states map, like filled it in as a game, and I was like, man, I don't know anything.
I'm not because
like,
the
I
education
really know,
system
yeah,
sucks, and I bad. Already feel like I didn't learn anything in high school. I'm like I didn't. I sucked at learning the maps in high school, even if they tried to make us color coded or whatever. It's like no one ever really paid attention to what you were doing. So why were you? How are you gonna learn anything?
I was in AP World History.
Think about like.
No.
Going back to school.
APG. What's the...
Human Geography?
Yeah.
Yeah. No?
What was that? Was that the sophomore year AP?
No.
I wasn't in AP.
Year...
I don't know why I said I was in AP.
You didn't take any AP?
I took AP European History and failed out.
There you go.
And
European History.
Zoology.
That's what you took.
But I really liked Geography. That's the class that I liked.
Okay.
I'm still friends with my teacher on Facebook.
I remember in middle school doing this song and like... memorizing the map and everything, but it always felt like
you guys got a song.
We were just it was the Alabama, Alaska.
I never
Arizona,
learned that.
Oh, for the 50 states. Yeah.
Yeah.
What grade were you in when you learned that?
Like before 4th. Oh.
Oh, well, I mean, we talked about it in elementary school, yes. But I'm specifically talking about a middle school class that I took where we did it. Because in that experience, I felt like the whole point of it was just to memorize it. Like, we weren't actually learning anything. It was just memorizing the capitals and the states and where they were. Like, which I guess is the point. But,
the
like,
capitals the way and the it states, was taught. That's a different song, then. That's
yeah.
The...
I'm saying we did all of that. All of the songs. Oh. All of the options.
I didn't do that in 7th grade.
Not even just the states song?
We did do it.
I learned that through TikTok.
No, don't you remember at Brad Oaks, Thomas? And we would sing all the different songs and, like...
We did the beginning of the Declaration of Independence.
Yeah. And put a feather in his cap and called it macaroni.
Yeah.
And Grand Ole Flag and...
Yeah, that's why I was like, I knew the states one early on, but I didn't know
the Animaniac one. That was it, but I
learned the national anthem in 4th grade.
It took you till 4th grade to learn the national anthem.
Yeah. I always thought they were saying my dad's name at the beginning of the song.
Jose.
I was like, I knew my dad was important because he's my dad, but I didn't know he was that important.
Wait, that's so funny.
No, he's really important.
I was like, oh, my dad's probably like one of the biggest people in the world.
Yeah.
Sure. Me in like first grade.
No, me in elementary school, I was like, Dad, if you're ever president, I want you to get us on Wipeout.
Mm-hmm, yeah, real.
He was like, okay.
That's so funny.
Yeah. Because I was like, no, my dad can do whatever. Isn't that funny?
Should I make a letterboxed?
Yeah.
Yeah,
if
you
want.
Should I also lead the Department of Education?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, you should.
Yes to everything.
You really should.
I had a lot of bad teachers. Because when I think back on it, I'm like, administration made it so hard for our teachers. Obviously, it wasn't their fault. But there was also so many bad teachers.
Yes, 100%.
But also, I guess a lot of people bullied their teachers. But also, a lot of the teachers were just mean.
Yeah. I think, there's a lot of flaws in the education system.
It takes a special...
Because it's like, kids
especially
are mean.
Older teachers that have, like, tenure that don't want to quit their job or whatever. It's like, oh, you just know you have job security, so who cares about the kids anymore?
Yeah. I think also, like, kids are mean. And I feel like a lot of teachers get into it because they're like, I want to raise the next generation. And then kids are mean just because that's who kids are. And then some people can't handle that. And so they, like, react badly.
So who gave them 30?
And that's not their problem.
So who gave them 30 per period? 30-plus children to take care of.
Budget cuts, babe. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Budget cuts and firing
teachers. But Faith, you're so right. Because then also, like, they just have to, like, tune out.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
and so
I can
feel like that's also part of it.
Teachers that have been, like, ruined by the students.
Yeah.
I also know the teachers that... like aren't ruined by the students, and even if they feel it, the ones that still try so hard have
it's
a lasting
so valuable
impact.
absolutely.
Teachers, I've had teachers on both sides where it's like, wow, this teacher actually changed my life and like really does care so much, and like, and people didn't make fun of them,
were
like, they had good classroom experiences,
like, kind,
and like
genuine people.
And then I've had other times where like there was nothing wrong with the teacher and people were just, you know, shitting all over them for nothing that it didn't even matter.
Or I've had people that I hated the teacher and other people liked them.
Yeah. Or
and
I had a teacher
like,
that everybody hated. Like,
she's
it's
mean.
It's run the gamut. Yeah.
You know, it goes every possibility.
Yeah. Or especially even because, like, you know, everybody has favorites. And there's also, like, a lot of other things where teachers will play favorites.
Absolutely.
And, like, they'll play favorites or they are, you know, like, biased against a student or they're racist or they're sexist.
Absolutely.
Like, there's a lot of stuff like that, too, that I just feel like there's a lot to be so grateful to teachers for. And there's also like, we need to give them support because
school is hard. They shouldn't have to deal with this.
They shouldn't have to deal with this. And it's also like, also maybe some of these teachers aren't cut out to be teachers.
Yeah, 100%.
It goes both ways.
Sure.
Yeah.
I have an aunt and an uncle that are married and they're both teachers.
Mm.
And the dad is a biology teacher. And the mom is a, like, elementary school teacher.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just so cute. And they also have just completely different views of it because of the, like, groups that they're dealing
with.
Sure. And, you know, he was talking about how, like, the kids now don't know how to read anymore and stuff. And she's dealing with such small kids. Like, I don't know. And it's, like, the same thing. Like, they are so, such good people. They were amazing teachers. But it was also really hard. It was also a really hard job.
It's a hard job.
It's brutal, and you're dealing with people all the time. And also, like, besides the kids, the parents.
Yeah. No,
you
absolutely.
Know
that's almost even worse.
The parents that
when
reach
I'm,
out to every teacher and stuff and give the teachers a hard time themselves. I'm
absolutely.
Like, no, yeah, let's give everybody access to the teachers.
Because it's like, oh, yeah, kids are going to be mean because kids are kids. And also, not all kids are going to be mean. Like, there's a lot of sweet kids. And as a camp counselor, I feel like that – it's not anything like being a teacher, but I feel like I have the experience of like, some kids are going to make you angry. Some kids are mean and they're like rude and they don't listen and it sucks. And then other kids are like angels. And you're like, oh, yeah, I would do anything for you.
And other kids are like so nice and you get to know their personalities.
Yeah. And
like
you get to hang out and they're like your friend. Yeah. Yeah. Well, I've also noticed, especially with different age groups, it's like you can see when they develop, when they can have like conversations, you know, outside of like the here and the now.
You're hanging out with them like as a counselor.
You're chit-chatting.
Like,
you're not their babysitter.
Like, you're not having to like keep an eye on them, make sure nobody dies. Yeah. You're like, we can hang out
and
now.
And that's another thing that my mom, so my mom and my grandma were both teachers and they both taught U.S. history actually in high school. And like my mom always really liked teaching and she stopped teaching when my brother and I were born. And for a while when we were in school, she was trying to do like substitute teaching. And so I think she started when we were like in middle school. She like tried. No, that's a lie. High school. It was just high school. But she was trying to do substitute teaching and she really didn't like it because I think it was just so different than having her own classroom with kids that she knew that she like had a relationship with and like had rapport with. She would never get left lesson plans. Like it would be lucky if she had a lesson plan for the day.
I think about that.
And yeah, and it's just like, man, you're right, because like not only are teachers, you know, like not cared for, not encouraged, not supported, but substitute teachers too, because man, I have had some awful substitute teachers.
And I just feel like as well.
It's rare to have a good one. And it's
terrible
like
terrible substitute
sometimes
teachers.
Substitute teachers just they are bad. They're not good at it and whatever. Also, I do think it's a really hard job and it's hard to be good at.
Oh my gosh.
It's hard to care. It's hard. Like I remember having this one substitute teacher. I'll tell you guys later who it was, but you can probably guess. And she was so – she did not care. Mm-hmm. She did not care at all. And it was so obvious. And she wanted to be, like, the cool, hip, down-to-earth substitute that everybody liked. And people did because she didn't make us do anything. She would come in and she'd be like, I don't care if you guys do your work or not. Like, it's up to you if you're going to do that or not. And I'm like, great. That's a perfect example to lead by for sure. But she would also – I remember during the 2016 election, it was, like, prior to that. And so we'd been talking about it and like having conversations a lot in school about it. And I remember her saying she would present a lot of opinions as facts in class. Cause I remember I had her for like a couple of days during that time. And I was just like, that was, I feel like, one of my wake up calls to like, oh, some people are going to say things that they think and pretend that that's commonly accepted and like the objective truth.
It's a hard balance.
Yeah.
Anyway, back to what we were talking about, which is about the states and stuff and geography.
Oh, my God.
I think during election seasons, I always know where, like, the states are. Like, I could, like, probably, like, point to a map and know.
You are looking at maps for that. Map, yeah.
The U.S. map,
at least. That's good.
Not Europe. I'm not looking at Europe.
Oh, no. Who cares?
I don't know where anything is in Europe.
They're taking care of their own stuff. That's actually a bad perspective. I feel like with what's going on in the world now, I'm like, we should know everything that's going on. You guys, I saw a TikTok today. It's crazy. And I showed Rose this TikTok. I'll send it to you, Thomas, because you'd probably like it. But she was talking about the parallels between our, you know, government now and Sierra Leone. And like when they elected like a fascist leader, he came in. He replaced everybody with all his yes men to do whatever he wanted with. He gutted like a lot of like healthcare, infrastructure, educational programs, and just let everything go to shit because, and then she brought up like war making, like is in the policy basically, is like you are not going to be that worried about war if you have to worry about where your next meal is going to come from or like if you're getting an education or if your government is trying to kill you. And that was just like, also, I think just put it into a new perspective for me, not because I wasn't taking it seriously before, but it is like, yeah, we're dealing with like a fascist regime now in this country. Absolutely. And I feel like it's happening just the way that it's happened throughout history. Yeah. Nothing was new
like,
about it.
We're also due for like revolution. Also, empires typically only last 300 years.
And it was like 200 or something. 200? No, it was like less. It was like, I think.
However many years it's
250,
been.
250, let's call it.
300. I was right. It's 300.
Okay.
Right?
I haven't found it yet.
Do you Google how long empires typically
last? I did. I Googled fascist regimes only last, and I'm not really getting anything
good. No. How long do empires last?
Oh, empires. Sorry. 250.
Yeah, so we're like right about there.
We're right about there.
So we're about, something big's coming. Yeah. Definitely. And it sucks. And it I don't says, like it. I like change. I don't really like having to be in the middle of all of it. Right? I'm a little bit tired of like COVID and the bird flu, and now we're going to war, and like houses just burned down.
Yeah. I'm just doing a little more reading on it. It looks like it was maybe kind of like not that reliable of a statement. But I think we should still take it to encourage us.
Take it and run.
Take it and run. I think we should take it and run. Anyway.
Anyway.
I went to Topgolf. It was really fun.
Tell us about it.
Did I not talk about it on here?
I don't know. I don't know when that was.
Well, we went to Topgolf for my brother's birthday, and it was really fun and really cool, and I can't believe I'd never been before.
That's so fun.
We should go right now. It was so fun, and no, I was pretty good. Trying to think what else is going on. Valentine's Day passed.
That's true.
Austin got me an Apple Watch.
Yeah.
Yes. My man. and he made me enchiladas.
Nice. Yummy.
And now Austin's birthday is coming up next.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's so fun. That's exciting.
What did you do on Valentine's Day?
I worked too.
Yeah. Nothing fun. Nothing much going on. Nothing to look forward to.
nothing
in the near future.
Stop. No, because we're going to hang out. Our episodes are going to come out. Podcast is happening.
We're gonna get back into Catan.
Yeah.
Jackie got engaged, and she was on our podcast.
Yeah, yeah. Happy engagement, Jackie.
We love you.
Yeah.
Did you know it was gonna happen?
Mm-hmm.
No.
That it was gonna happen. No.
Jared didn't talk to you. Mm-hmm.
He didn't ask permission.
No.
He didn't ask for her hand.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm so excited. I know like 3 people that are like my age that are like got engaged recently, and I think it's so fun.
Wild. She's
like,
my bestie, and you're more excited than me.
Okay, she's my bestie too. I've known her for a really long time.
Mm-mm.
And we're gonna hang out and talk about her wedding and plan it.
Mm-mm.
Without you.
Mm-mm.
Are you gonna bartend her wedding?
Probably. If you're gonna plan it, I might.
You're so right.
I think you're gonna.
Well, you're already on the schedule.
I'll help. I'll be your bar back
for sure,
and I'll be the wedding planner. Mm-hmm. Jackie, ooh, you let us know.
I'm busy that day. She might have said to me before that she doesn't want me to be bartender because she wants me to like
be in it,
be her, like have fun, not be in the wedding. Mm-hmm. But like she wants me to like,
okay,
be
not
in
work
the mix
it either.
Yeah,
yeah,
for sure,
that's true.
Well, I can't,
we can work it
people.
We can bartend.
Yeah, like you guys can try.
We'll get our
you two
license.
And Jaden.
Yeah. Between the 3 of us, I'm sure we can make a drink. Actually, Jaden could do it on his own,
probably,
to be honest. He could handle it. Okay, tell Jackie he's hired.
You hear that, Rose?
Should we end the episode?
Yeah. It's been like 40 minutes, but like I think it's fine if we have a short episode.
No, it has been 45. We've had plenty of 70-minute episodes, so I feel like.
Yeah, it's fine if we have a short one.
I'm like, I'm tired.
No, I'm done.
I'm tired.
And
I'm burnt out
honestly,
more than anything.
We also had so much happen last month.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, we needed a break.
Well, let's talk about like what do you guys do when you feel burnt out?
That's a great topic. We could actually probably keep going on this for another half hour. So let's
you know
get
what?
Into it.
Do you want me to go first? Or you go first because you brought it up.
I'll go first.
You go first. Yeah.
When I'm burnt out, I want to die.
No, let's be constructive.
Well, that's what he starts with.
Exactly.
We can only go up from here.
Let's get to the meat of it.
Okay.
I want to get there.
Okay. Nothing else. Sorry. Okay. Sorry. I don't know music. I've been like only listening to Lady Gaga recently, I think, because she gives me like revolution vibes. She gives me very like.
It's the recession pop of it all.
Exactly that.
Yeah.
Very that of it.
She reheated her own nachos in an air fryer.
Exactly. Did you hear Drew Offwall talk about the nacho meme?
Oh my God, no.
She was on an interview recently talking about
it. I need to see it because I just went through her TikTok today and like got caught
up.
Oh,
really?
Yeah. I love her so much.
Do you know
what
the reheated nachos meme?
No.
It's so funny, you guys. Did it originate with that guy being like, being friends with gay people is so funny because they'll just say this and then you have to understand it? Or did he say that as a result of this?
I think
this
that
meme?
Might have been
okay.
A result.
I don't know where it was born, but basically
people talk about it like celebrities in this
yeah
way.
I think the first one I saw was that like Tate McRae is reheating Nelly Furtado's
nachos, but they're still
nachos,
good. Stale nachos, but they're still
she
good.
Does have an air fryer and you're a little hungover, so the nachos are good.
Yeah.
And basically the idea is that like she is basing her career, she's kind of taking inspiration from and modeling her career after Nelly Furtado's style and image and presence and performance and
I
all that. And I just think that's such an apt analogy, very clever. And so then somebody else did post like Lady Gaga with her new music now is like she's reheating her old nachos from 2008, but they're her own nachos. And she invented the recipe.
Yeah, it's a mix of all of her nachos.
Yeah, yeah. And so I think that's it's like what's that that style of like doing like a soup stock, and it's like endless soup basically, where it's like you just keep adding ingredients to it.
Oh, and
do you know what I'm talking about? Yeah. And you leave it.
And you leave it on. And you leave it on. And you just keep adding. Spices, so it's like the same broth, soup. Up,
and it's the same soup forever. Yeah.
Some of those vegetables are brand new. Perpetual soup. Some of them have been in there for a few months. You don't really know.
You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. There's a specific name for that.
Oh, but I don't know. I just
it's something like that. It's also like the Ship of Theseus, where it's like they keep replacing all the pieces. And so it's like a philosophical problem where it's like, okay, if none of the original wood from the original boat exists, is it still the same boat? Because they've just been replacing it.
Yeah.
Really interesting stuff. No, really good anyway, stuff. We got off topic. What do we do when you're burnt out?
Yeah, Thomas, yeah. Besides music, wanting to die.
Music, Lady Gaga. We reheat Lady Gaga's nachos. What else do you do?
There's like nothing good to watch on TV right now.
Yeah.
You watch TV? Are you still answering the question?
Yeah, like what? Like, what do I do to relax?
You want, you what do I do to relax? TV.
Okay, so why don't you let you us watch... go first if you need ideas?
No, listen.
You have ideas already?
Let's help. Okay. Let's help him. You watch Bob's Burgers. Well, Rose could probably help me. You watch Bob's Burgers.
I've seen every episode of Bob's Burgers.
Well, maybe you don't do it now, but
times.
You did.
You don't well, then that's not Severance? Helping.
Yeah, but like I can't do that to like
you watch
help
Traitor,
me.
That reality show.
True.
Yeah.
My a lot of people in my book club are like obsessed with that right now.
Really good. Yeah. Really freaking good.
You already know about it.
I need to watch it.
About what?
Traitor.
Yes, Traitors is what I'm watching. We talked about it on another podcast.
Yeah, we talked about it before.
No, I wasn't paying attention.
Yeah, clearly.
We don't pay attention to each other sometimes. That's okay. Yeah. I don't know why you get mad when I do it.
I do
sometimes
listen to you guys.
Sometimes I miss a sentence here or there. Okay, so you just...
Yeah,
you feel
if
like
you
want
to give me ideas, then you can go ahead and...
You feel like you need more shows to watch? To relax? Or are you just looking for
something
There's
a lot
to
of shows to watch. It's just like nothing's...
Do you want it? Do you want to watch
nothing's,
it?
Nothing's... Like, what's...
Nothing's grabbing you.
Yeah, it's like, what feels different than I guess? Why is it that like none... Are there any, what are the popular shows that everyone's talking about that could get you to feel like you're in the culture?
Severance.
Yeah, I guess I am watching that.
Yeah, TV shows.
And it's
I
like, these
Agatha,
are shows too
Agatha.
That are coming out once a week. Oh, so a it's like,
ago. Yeah.
So it's like not killing my burnout. It's like a blip. It's a hiccup.
I was watching The Golden Bachelorette when that came out, and that was really fun to watch.
Reality TV show, I guess, right now is kind of our thing.
Yeah.
It's kind of.
Well, I also just feel like, guys,
like helping us get through.
There's a new season of The Bachelor that just started. There's like, it's like three episodes in.
Okay.
We could
then
do that.
Watch it.
Well, I think.
Well, you watch that. I'll watch Traitors.
I don't need more TV shows to watch. I'm fine.
Yeah. I also just think that, like, there's. Everything is becoming cable again. Yeah. All the streaming services and the fact that you can bundle things now. It's all just cable again, which is really annoying. Like, there was a really sweet spot of streaming when everything was just on Netflix or Hulu, and that was all you needed.
Yeah.
I want to watch YouTube videos. I want 2014 YouTube back.
Me too.
Watch YouTube. Absolutely.
There's nothing to watch on YouTube either. I have to wait for a Trixie video
true.
To come out every once in a while.
You need to expand.
Besides watching
expand
Trixie, who else am I watching?
I have several.
Drew Off Wallow's podcast. Watch Caleb Heron. Watch.
I only like them when they're together. I only really
tea.
Like listening to like my favorites when they're all together.
No.
Except for
I
Trixie.
Disagree.
I'll watch all of Trixie's stuff.
Mm-hmm. I have several people on YouTube that I like. Look for every
you watch
though.
Me on
you
YouTube?
Watch like family vlogs I do
watch
you on
family,
YouTube
I watch
if you post
some...
Yeah, that's fair
I watch like one person that's a family vlogger. Everybody else is just like girl like literally people that like live similar lives to me.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well
like,
I don't live similar lives to you
that are like figuring it out and they post really pretty stuff and like
so I should watch people who are like struggling like me.
Yeah, watch people
you
who
like
are depressed,
you like watching Twitch you like watch people stream
Twitch.
Gaming
mm-hmm, when there's like
We Are you specific
back,
about your creators on that too?
We could get back into the animal streaming. You haven't done that in a while.
They just got a new wolf, but like...
They're always getting a new wolf.
That's not true. Yeah, it's just like
no,
small
fair.
Bursts of media, I guess. There's nothing like...
Yeah.
There's
no,
not hefty,
something
beefy
to, like, hold
something.
Your
yeah. What's my base?
We need like a new like Breaking Bad.
I think,
or
think
like,
of like... Think of the shows that you have watched in the past that like really had a hold on you.
Well, I reheat those nachos a lot.
Yeah, I want you to reheat those nachos.
No, but it's not working anymore.
Okay.
Like Drag Race is something that's always held me in between, but right now there's a season and
I'm
like...
We should watch Dungeons and Drag Queens.
We could watch that.
We should watch that.
That's actually a long episode. So that
yeah,
would...
we should watch that.
So I won't
Emily
be depressed for like 1 or 2 hours.
Yeah.
My therapist told me to watch that and I feel like he has bad taste, so I don't want to watch it.
When you watch a TV show, do you just sit there and watch?
No, I like doing something.
Me too.
You go on your phone.
Actually,
crochet.
I don't like playing video games. I don't like going on my phone, but that's usually what I do. I guess just like media and content in itself isn't like fulfilling right now. Like, there's nothing. I can't watch a movie and like go on my phone. Both things suck.
Honestly, I think I've been doing the same thing because, like, I don't like what I'm seeing on social. Like, I'm not even that entertained now. Everything's kind of been at a decline.
I think that's, you need to rewire your brain.
And I can't even, like, read a book right now because there's no books I want to read.
Literally, let me finish my thought, you guys. Yeah, I think that the... Look what you made me do.
I'm sorry.
No, I was just going to say, I think there's a lot of stuff on media that I've been enjoying watching, and so I've been rewatching a lot of stuff and just like mindlessly scrolling, and I think that's part of the reason that, like, yeah, I'm just like not interested in watching new stuff is because it's like nothing new is appealing to me, and like
I could pick up something
like I could pick up any show
but where's the magic?
Where's the magic? And so that's why I feel like I've been going back to old stuff, not to sound like such a, like, you know, waxing poetic about the past or anything, but it's like there's a lot of nostalgic energy and sentimental value in a lot of the old stuff that I watch that makes it more fun and magical to watch. And new stuff, maybe I haven't built that relationship with a lot of new stuff yet. And also, I do think things are going down in quality, and the stories that are getting told aren't necessarily ones that I resonate with. I don't know. I just feel like there's a lot of stuff, like, just in, like, the movies alone, like, when we were talking about cowbells and, like, it's a boy-girl thing, even the color grading of the movies is, like, so beautiful because people were actually working on that. Yeah. And, like, now everything's dimly lit. I feel like everybody – ah, I was just talking about this, too. Everybody has the same face because everybody has veneers and everybody has lip filler.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, oh, my God, leave it alone. Leave your face alone, you know? And so I feel like there's a lot of charm that has been –
ripped away,
yeah, misplaced at the very least, and I think we need to find it again. Yeah, but honestly, we need to reheat those nachos.
I feel similarly in the way that, like, I totally agree with you guys that media has definitely gotten worse.
Yeah,
and yeah, there was a sweet spot with streaming,
and I think I'm maybe less inclined to look for it too, it's hard to wade through everything. Mm-hmm. Everybody has a recommendation, everybody has their favorite thing, and it's like, oh my God, I'm gonna spend what, like, the next all my free time for the next month watching these things, hoping something sticks. I don't know.
Yeah, I haven't had a good show to just, like, put on in the background for a while.
Yeah.
At
least not a new one.
Well, and also it's like I'm going on my phone out of habit.
Yeah.
And then after, like, 10, like, in my on my lunch break, I'll go on my phone, and then, like, 10 minutes in, I'm like, I don't care about this. I don't care about this. I don't care about this. And then I feel what,
like,
are you guys doing?
No, and I feel sick in the head because, like, I'll be on there and just, like, skipping. And I'm like, especially because, like, things have changed since the TikTok ban. Like, I feel like my algorithm is slightly different. My content is slightly different. And so I'm, like, scrolling through it, and it's like, oh, I'm not really that interested. And, like, this is a long form thing on some drama that I didn't even get the first half of. So I don't care to find it now.
Yeah.
And then I just keep scrolling, like, just leave.
Yeah, I
it's so bad.
That's, like, maybe, like, subconsciously, it may be a reason why I've been, like, gravitating.
Okay.
I could not think of the word. That's why I've been gravitating.
That's why I've been levitating. I've been teaching myself to levitate lately.
I'm just sick of the media. We all gotta start levitating. I've been gravitating towards, like, physical media.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like I've been scrapbooking and doing art way more.
We've been crafting, we've been reading.
Yeah, and reading. I've already read 4 books this year. I'm on my 5th one. And we're, like, 2 months into the year. I'm like, that's pretty good. Faith has read 8.
Yeah. Like, I read 8 books this year, you guys. I'm so proud of myself.
Yeah, you're doing so well.
Thank you.
And it's also, like, I wonder if we as a species, this is maybe dramatic, but, like, I wonder if we've kind of just, like, reached the point of too much and it's, like, hitting us now.
Mm-hmm. I think so.
Before it was just, like, more time on your phone, access to more, like, more color, more sound, more dramatics, just, like, everything we had available to us. And now we've maybe become numb to it.
Yeah.
And it's like, let's go back to, like, gardening.
Yeah.
Let's go back to baking.
It's so fascinating. It's making me think of, like, what the future is going to look like when we try to, like, you know, record this time and, like, look back at it in history, because so much is, like, digital, like, ephemeral, intangible media. Yeah, yeah. And it's like, how are people going to understand or see or access this era of information and media? Because, like, this is the information age, but it's all so, like, obviously, like, a lot of things on the internet, like, things are forever. You can never truly delete something once it's on there. But it's also, like, if you didn't have the internet, it's gone.
Yeah,
like,
also, like, where
we've already been seeing that with censorship and with, like, you know, people can just get rid of the TikTok app and it's gone forever. Like shows that like HBO bought, like animated shows, are just gone forever because they've been taken off of streaming. Yeah. They're not in syndication. Nobody owns them. They're just putting them, you know, where even. So I feel like there's going to be just a lot of lost media in the future. But it also makes me think of what you were saying about like, let's get back to baking. Let's get back to gardening. I thought that was so interesting because I feel like we're going through something that can be so catastrophic in this country right now. I just feel like a lot of things are going to happen and change. But that usually does breed a lot of art and a lot of media. And like the Renaissance came after the Black Death.
Oh my gosh, that was beautiful.
Thank you. Yeah. Well, isn't that so fascinating that like it's such a dark time. It's so crazy. And the same thing happened, I feel like, with the pandemic. Everybody was learning how to make iced coffee and make sourdough and like cook in their yard. And everybody was planting a garden. And I feel like there's something to be said for that.
Yeah, like, you can kind of feel it.
Yeah, when everything slows down a little bit, like, yes, the world was shut down and it was bad and a lot of people died and it was not a good thing. But at the same time, people were able to like kind of disconnect from like their daily jobs and like we got so much better access to like people being able to work from home or like commute from somewhere else. I feel like a lot of changes were made and implemented in that time, and I wish we'd kept that momentum going because I was really hopeful. I was like, guys, this is the first time ever that the whole world is going through something. Mm-hmm. Like, this is gonna be great. We're all gonna love each other and understand each other more. Mm-hmm. Of course not. That was really stupid. Yeah.
Can I talk about what I do when I'm burnt out?
Yeah.
Okay. My thing that has been helping me even just over the past like few weeks is just like getting up and doing something. Mm. Like, I feel like when I sleep in for too long and I lay in my bed, I'm like, this is so fun for like an hour. Mm-hmm. And then I feel sick in the head. I need to get up and I need to make my bed and open the windows and feed the cats. And the hardest thing is literally the mental load of needing to get out of bed.
Yeah.
And then once you're up, I feel like it's so easy to just pick up that thing off the ground and just spend 10 minutes on dishes and just, especially with unpacking and stuff, it's so easy to just put something away or fold something. And so my main thing with like feeling unproductive or whatever, not necessarily burnt out, like maybe that would be a little bit more dramatic, but like feeling stuck, the easiest thing for me is just to make yourself get up.
Yeah. Go ahead.
I was also just going to say, I also think, like, as I had just mentioned, that, like, you should have some type of hobby besides reading that is, like, a physical, tangible thing. Yeah. Because
how do you like those sticker puzzles? You guys, we did these awesome puzzles, like sticker things. Right now. They're really good. And I think that's good because it's a physical thing and it's, like, something you're doing with your hands and, like, it takes all your focus.
It just feels like an ADHD toy when what I want is like a project to work on. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, but I think that we can find something along Thomas, those lines.
Maybe I'll get you at work. We have some stuff on sale right now, but it's like these DIY like little model kits. We have a bunch of different ones.
Do love that, but it's not really what I'm talking about.
But I feel like some of them are like miniatures that are the same kind of vibe as like the puzzle stickers it's small, but it's also like you can put it on your shelf and enjoy it for years to come. And so I feel like it's like, it's not even just like ADHD task. It's
love
like
that,
you it's come, it's thing. You're building it and like you end up with it. Mm-hmm. But yeah, what vibe are you talking about if it's not the puzzles and it's not the DIY
like,
thing?
I feel like in high school, like doing a show or something felt like a project that was like
maybe that you had like take a dance class or maybe.
Yeah.
It just feels like a lot of things don't have any path. Like, they don't lead anywhere.
Yeah.
But that kind of, like,
doesn't. Well, and I also think, to be fair, like, whenever, like,
there's no motivation behind doing it when that's the case, though. Like, why am I taking a dance class? I don't want to spend money.
Yeah, no, that's totally reasonable. Yeah. I also think that, like, when you're scrolling or when you're reading and stuff, both of those things generally, like, you're trying to pay attention and stuff. So also maybe you do need something that's a little bit more mindless. Or when you go to rehearsal, they just tell you what to do.
Mm-hmm.
You're not having to, like, read everything and you're not having to like figure it all out. Yeah. It's just like,
and like the point of it would be just to like, right? Yeah, it would be just to have fun. Like not like just like I'm taking a dance class because I want to learn something. It's like I want to like have fun and like move my body and like maybe meet some people and like,
well, and there are other things you can do that would have a bigger project at the end too. Like if you did ceramics at the end, you get this piece and you have this lifelong skill. Or if you learn how to crochet, which we can all do that too.
Yeah.
Like Faith has made beautiful sweaters and dresses crocheting, and that's something that you get better at, and you have a big project for like months at a time if you want.
It's true. Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah. So even something like that would even be like fun, or even maybe you join a soccer club. Like, I don't know.
I think you should just like think about like what sounds like a fun thing that you want to do, and then also try it, and then
never,
if you're like, no,
never try that.
Well, no, also, you never have to do it again if you hate it.
That's the thing, too. And then you can be like, okay, I didn't like that. It's like, okay, I didn't like doing a sports or active thing. And then you would just want to do something creative, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You can decide what you feel like actually speaks to you that you'll stick with. Because, like, now, like I said, like, me and Lily are going to go rock climbing because, like, I've been wanting to be consistent with it because I just feel like I need some activity in my day-to-day. And, like, I felt so strong when I was doing rock climbing like consistently, and like I was really in good shape, and I really liked it. And so now I'm like, okay, I have a goal that like I want to be going to the gym, you know, regularly with Lily. And we were like, let's set goals. And so we were like, when we were there, we were like, okay, our first goal, go consistently for a month, and then after that it'll be like, okay, we want to try to, you know, complete like this many V2s in this many weeks or something. So like we're gonna like start setting goals with each other, and I think that's so fun. I think it's just important to like, yeah, like you said, it's like maybe it's not a big project, but just have something you're looking forward to. Because I feel like I have multiple friends, like that? Too.
There's something big that...
Or what's your rock climbing?
I don't know.
What keeps you going?
I feel like, to be honest...
What's your project?
When I was living down there and commuting a lot, I feel like I really didn't have a lot of time.
Yeah.
I felt like I was just driving, or I would have family dinner, or I was working, and like it was really hard. So I feel like now that I live up here, even if I don't have a car right now, I feel like I maybe have an opportunity to do that. So like I'm thinking I want to go back to school.
Wow.
Obviously, like I don't know if I am going to do that right this second, but I was just talking to somebody today about like getting certified in something. And if not something as big of a life change as that, like I said, pickleball, like Rose, I'm allowed to sign up for a pickleball class without you guys, actually.
Yeah,
and my mom used to do it. And like, even if they had something at the community center that was like Wednesday mornings, it's like, perfect. I can just tell my work that I can't work that day.
Yeah.
Like, 'cause like also it's like, why am I acting like, oh, this, like I need to do this 'cause I work this many days at my job. Like,
yeah.
I have to have my schedule wide up open. That's not true.
Yeah.
So many other people there have work and like other responsibilities, and I have a really good job that would work with me.
Yeah.
So I also feel like now that I'm at that point, I maybe have the opportunity to take, if not pickleball, then I also am interested in doing a ceramics class, or maybe I'm just taking a class at the community college. But Thomas, I totally agree with that, feeling like I need something bigger.
Yeah.
You know what else is really fun?
Even besides crafting.
Yeah, I have my D&D campaign.
Yeah, see that?
And that's so much fun. We meet every week, or we try to meet every week. Sometimes it's a couple weeks. But it's so much fun because it's like that is kind of building to something, but it's also just like super consistent because we meet and we like get a new episode of the story every time we play this game. And then like there's an overarching story that I'm like looking forward to, because it's like I think I've said this before too, but it's like it feels like being in a fandom all by ourselves, because I'm like, I need fan art and like edits and like spinoffs and theories and all this. And like I want to consume content outside of just our D&D sessions, but it's like no one knows about it but us. And so it's like I'm very excited to like know when something new is happening and we all talk about it. And it's like, you know, it's just a fun thing that I'm always looking forward to it. And I feel like it's something that we've all been able to like share together, which is fun.
And I'm like stupid because I don't know why I didn't think of this. Faith and I are in a book club.
Yeah.
And that,
let me tell you something. That is a big thing.
I look forward to book club. I love book club so much.
And as much as we're not taking a class and we're not getting certified or whatever, this is something where, I'll say it, every meeting I feel like we're bettering ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
We just read this book. Even if it was the worst book in the whole world, we're like having these conversations about the book and talking in
depth. And we have good discussions, and we have a good time just hanging out and talking.
And that is a bigger thing to be a part of, and we're not working towards a certain goal or anything, but like we're about to hit our 1 year, and we've had so many people like come and leave and stuff, and it's just, it's been so fun. So I also think even something like that, Thomas, like you could join a book club, our book club, or you can start your own, or even just like something like that that's like a once a month, like I'll go to this place, or I'll do this thing, or I'll meet with these people.
Yeah, you should check out Underdog Books, because I feel like they have a bunch of events and
Jaden,
stuff. We
so
should
Jaden
go to
wants
that.
To do.
And, yeah.
Jaden and I were talking about this, too, because he used to go to rum tasting every Tuesday. And he was like, oh, maybe I'll go today, but he didn't want to spend money, obviously. Very smart.
But yeah, maybe doing something, something regular, like every two weeks or every month or something. It doesn't have to be all the
and
time.
And we can find something to do together, too. I'll sign up with for a class with you.
Yeah, I would, too. He's like, I don't want to spend any more time with you guys.
I was like, spending once a week and once a month or once a month.
Spending?
Like yeah, what? Like going to like... I guess a book club is free.
Book club is free.
Book club's free.
Bar and we also, or anything
you host,
else.
Like once or twice a any year. Classes and or... you could spend like $20 on food and get snacks for people. Like book club is free.
Also, Thomas, it's enriching. And not everything is about the monetary value. I know that's hard.
That's true.
Boom roasted.
That's true.
You got your ass.
That's true.
Well, I just want you to know because I feel like you've been bringing that up and it's like, I totally
respect
like,
that. The point of it is for it to be stress-free and I feel like that's stressful.
Okay. Let's talk
about
it.
Or volunteering.
True.
That's free. Literally good for the community. You'll feel good about it.
Yeah.
And it's
there's
free.
Plenty of commitments you can make that are free. You can go to the library.
The community classes are like less than $100.
Yeah.
Like
and you can
the
do low
in the
cost
community
stuff.
To sign up.
Yeah.
We could go to the library.
Also, I was like, it doesn't have to. We're not telling you to join a country club and go play tennis every week.
Right,
we're like,
Maybe
go to the. Also, because you have your AMC movie card, you should make that maybe like a date night for you and Jaden, or like we go out once a month and like go see a movie or something. I feel like that could be something. If you and Austin are looking into it and I've been wanting to watch more new movies, we could all get that and make that a day. And we like go see two movies or something. Yeah. We do a double feature.
To be fair, I also think that like. We were going on adventures a lot for a second there. You know, like I feel like we went to the aquarium and we went to the zoo and
we need to go back to the zoo.
We also used to go to Disneyland like once a
week.
That's
really true. I think
so
we need to talk about that.
Like, we're in this new season.
It's the dying art of the
moved.
Third space in our societies,
it's like,
you guys. That's
working
home.
What you're looking
yeah,
for.
It's just working home.
We
now.
Need to find third spaces. Mm-hmm. So
no, we're all too
you
poor
need to
for
shop
that.
Around. I know, so but like, there are things that are free. I go to D&D. That's free. I go to book
that
club.
Is
that's
not
free.
That is Long that's Beach.
True.
Very often.
That's so true.
You could find one for free.
But
over
listen. There's a it's a cost that is embedded into other things.
Yeah, it's just finding something that you want to do. That's the hardest part.
Yeah. Well, honestly,
you just have to try. Try it.
Well,
try different stuff.
I'm sorry. We're like so encouraging.
Also, you know what it is? It's because you guys are so like trusting of people and I don't have that. So it's always like, oh, if I hate it because I don't like the people there, it's going to be like, which I never even went.
No, that's the thing. It's because leave. I'm the same way, Tom. Like I used to be, I could never do anything by myself. Like I remember I was like, I went through a very shy phase in school. I was very quiet. I was very shy. And it was because a lot of people were just mean. And so I was like, I don't want to give you anything to talk about me about.
Well,
You know, right? And so I think that my like view of it is that like for a long time I was like I don't want to do anything by myself. I need to have a friend go with me. I don't want to do anything that I don't know what's I don't know. I need to know the parking situation. I need to know where I'm going. I need to know where it is. And I think that's part of the reason like in college I was also just like kind of doing my own thing. Like I didn't get involved in a lot of different stuff because it was just like it's new and then it just always felt new. And so like I think it's important just to try stuff because you don't have to go back. Like, you don't have to commit to anything. If you go to something and you're like, wow, the people here actually, I don't like them.
Yeah.
Don't go back.
Yeah.
But maybe you go and you're like, oh my God, I met someone really cool there. And like, we have such a good time.
Yeah.
Or sometimes it's like, you go there and you're like, the thing actually sucked. But I did meet someone there and we were both on the same page and we found something else fun to do together. You know?
I have my book club with a bunch of girls that like I had just met last year. And I have like, two people that I'm like, oh, you guys are like my real friends.
Yeah.
You know, and like everybody's like fun and fine and I love talking to them. But like, yeah, I did create closer friendships within the group.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing I want to say about the book club that I'm in with Faith is that like we curated it.
We did.
We made it. If it wasn't a question of whether we like the people or not because we created it. So also you
can all of our favorite
make
people.
Your own thing.
I was going to say, you can start
no
something.
Rules.
Yeah.
There's literally
I don't know
rules.
What it would be, but.
Yeah, I don't know what it would be either.
But listen, I mean, I. Feel like think about the things
about
you
it.
Like to do, like
sticker puzzle club Saturday morning.
Yeah, absolutely.
Quarantina.
Or like or maybe you
boots.
Start. Maybe you start a Twitch and you like bring people on and like do it with your friends.
I'll have a list to you by the end of the day.
Thank you.
Okay, I want to do my burnout.
Okay,
oh
go
yes,
ahead.
Please,
girl. Too, because I haven't done them. Remember when we were like, we're gonna end this early?
See, that's what
I love
needed.
It.
We
needed,
needed
yeah,
that, like intro. That's
yeah,
all. We
exactly.
Yeah,
exactly. We needed to warm up.
We
needed
to
warm up. Yeah. I think for me, I think I agree with you, Rose. That it's like it's all about the momentum for me, and so like. Last week I wasn't feeling too well and so I was just like wanting to lay around and like not do anything and I just wasn't feeling good, so that was part of it. But there were things that I still had to do, like I still had to function, and so I felt like once I did the things that I like absolutely needed to do, other things got easier because I was already doing something. Like, I was so hungry during it. Like, during that time that I wasn't feeling good. I don't know why. I just had to eat all the time. I would eat, and then, like, 20 minutes later, I was like, why do I feel like I'm going to pass out if I don't eat something? And so I had to keep getting up and, like, feeding myself. And so I, like, couldn't ignore that, though, because I knew I wouldn't feel good. And so I had to do those things. And then once I, like, got up, I was, like, making food. Then I was like, okay, I can take these dishes to the kitchen. And it's like, okay, now I can, like, make myself, like, you know, some tea and, like, I can, like, turn the heater on in my room and, like, I can go change my sheets or, like, whatever. Just, I feel like the once mental. One thing is done, the other things seem better. And I think just, like, having priorities. Yeah, sometimes it's just the mental the load mental of, like, load I have to do something.
Is more, for me at least, in a lot of faucets.
Facets?
Facets. Mm-hmm. I've realized.
A lot of Farrah faucets.
Yeah. Yeah, the hardest part is, like, I need to get up and do that.
Yeah.
Because once I'm up, I'm like, oh, this goes here and this goes here and I'm going to clean up this. And the mental capacity takes more of a toll on you than just getting up and doing it.
It's true.
There's this girl that's going kind of viral on TikTok right now just because she just is yelling at people to clean their houses. She's like, you need to get out of bed right now. You need to go open the blinds. You need to open the windows. Your body doesn't have the energy to do this stuff because you don't do it.
Yeah.
If you get up and do it and you get out of bed right now, your body's going to get used to it. Yeah. You need to build routines. If your house is getting disgusting every single day, you have to get rid of stuff.
Yeah.
Like, you have to do this. And you know what? Once you clean your house, once you make your bed, once your dishes are done, you're going to be able to relax.
Yeah. I feel like my burnout a lot. Like,
and I love her.
Yeah. What I do for it, I feel like consists a lot of, like, nesting and, like, making my physical space feel good and feel comfortable.
For sure. Yeah.
So I feel like maybe that's what I do. I feel like I'll, like, change my sheets. I'll, like, tidy up. I'll vacuum or something if I'm feeling really ambitious.
Yeah.
But, like, even if it's just, like, I'm making my bed and I'm, like, putting away my bag that I, like, left sprawled over the floor, even that helps.
Yeah,
I think it's a lot of it is just, like, feeling comfortable.
Or my cat just, like, knocks stuff over and I'm, like.
Sometimes, if I'm, like, really facing, like, some burnout, I'll try, like, one thing that I know is going to be fun. Like, I'll put on Adventure Time and, like, play a game or something.
For me, if I make the bed, I'm not going to get back into it also.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
I don't
true.
Lay down.
Yeah.
So, like, I'm like, if my bed is made up and tidy, I can't be there.
Yeah.
We have to get up.
I'm
we
busy.
Have to go do something.
Yeah.
Now
that's
we're
good.
Just, now we're just yapping.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
No, but I like it. I think this is productive.
Okay, good.
I'm having a good time.
Also, the podcast is kind of a big project.
Yeah. It is
Maybe
a project.
Maybe we need to lock more into this.
You know what I need to do? I need to teach you how to edit. And you can... try that.
Mm-hmm.
We can, like, get into video or something and you can
sure.
try to get us on YouTube.
Sure.
Get YouTube down here to film us.
Yeah, there we
okay,
go.
Okay, that'll be your job. That'll be your project. Done. Yeah. Easy.
Or just looking at the emails more. Just, I mean, I'm taking on a different role.
Yeah. The admin.
I don't know. I also hope you know that nobody thinks that you're, like, lazy and, like, don't do anything.
Yeah.
Like, everybody, like, knows that you work full time.
No, yeah.
And
it's not even, like, I feel
hobbies.
Like it used to be that, but now it's just, like, financial stress. It's like, I don't want to spend any money at
That's
all,
fair.
Ever. I don't want to buy groceries. I don't want to buy food.
Wow.
I don't want
to
pay my
go
bills.
To the grocery store, I'm like, oh, I hate this. But
yeah.
I'm like, you're working so you can buy groceries.
No, literally.
Yeah.
You're supposed to spend the money on groceries.
Yeah.
It's just stupid.
Yeah.
So maybe that's it. Maybe that'll be the focus, is, like, finding stuff that, like, maybe
let's
maybe
get chickens,
both
and then we'll
like,
pay for eggs.
Yeah. I think there's a two-pronged plan where one of it is feeling more comfortable spending money on things that are going to bring you joy as opposed to just things that keep you alive.
And enrichment
and like not feeling stress over that. And also maybe finding stuff that is free or low cost that will not induce stress and also give you the enjoyment that you want and like make it a project, you know?
I think you should just get, like, a goat or chicken and let us come and take care of them.
Right.
Scratch everything you said.
Does your mom rent out the back?
Is your mom willing to start renting out the back?
Okay,
cut out my lap.
My
that was
dad
crazy.
Comes and builds you a chicken proof that is bear-proof.
Chicken what?
Chicken coop that is bear-proof.
There it is.
Chicken
what
proof
do you say
that
to
is
that?
Bear coop.
What if we get my dad down here?
What if I have my people call your people?
Yeah.
Okay.
Too much work. I'm out.
You brought it up.
You guys brought the white dads in. I don't want in on this.
Thomas needs, you know,
get me out. As soon as you brought the white dads in, I'm out.
A project, Thomas needs.
Give
a
me
cat.
A project.
A cat. A pet.
I
That's
can't
what
have
missing.
Animals.
Yes, you get. Whatever. Okay.
I can't have
I'm
animals. What I want is a family home where I can have a backyard and I can have a dog. That's what I want.
Buy
well,
a
that's
house.
Your goal. That's your goal,
buy
then.
A house.
Girl, that's been my goal for 20 years.
Build a house.
I've been trying to buy a house since I was 6.
Then don't tell us you don't have a project.
Hmm? Are you looking on Zillow? You could buy a house. Start looking.
I'd have to buy it by myself.
No.
Yes, I would.
No help.
We'll all live together. We're all building a commune. Done. That's
there
our project.
You go.
That's our
God, project. Was it so hard to say that? No, was it so hard for you guys
you guys
to get to there?
Let's just get there.
Was it so hard for you guys to get there?
Easy.
And we'll see you next time.
And we'll see you next time. Love and we'll you. See you at the commune. Bye, guys. Love you.
Bye.